MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 26, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Fuel assistance increases. Courts expand services.
I'm Bill Newell. And later in sports, a North Shore coach gets her 100th win. And a big game watch this weekend in football finds Peabody at Salem Friday night. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Sun and clouds today, low to mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:34 a.m. and 9:59 p.m. The state will be receiving more fuel assistance from the federal government to help low-income residents heat their homes this winter. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that Massachusetts will be getting about $130 million in assistance to help residents with the rising cost of heating fuel. District courts in Massachusetts over the past several years have added services to meet the needs of the communities that they serve. First Justice Ina Howard Hogan of the Lynn District Court tells MSO News that there are now specialty courts in the state.
There are courts, sessions that specially handle certain matters. So there's the Veterans Court, there's the Mental Health Session, there's the Recovery Court, there's the Homeless Court. So those sessions specifically deal with individuals that have that is mainly their issue. So they don't look like the regular sessions that you see in court. The participants will meet regularly with the judge. So for the mental health session, specifically here in Lynn, we meet every other week. The recovery session, which deals with substance abuse, they meet every other week. So it's more intense. There are city stakeholders that are all part of that. So the Lynn Police, the services, the social service agencies that are in the city, we all meet to help individuals deal with the issues, particularly in my court. The session is the mental health session. So we all meet to deal, to help with these individuals to make sure that they're taking their medications, that they know the resources that are available in the city. So it's a great opportunity, and you've seen you're changing lives.
That's First Justice Ina Howard Hogan. A group of Montserrat College of Art students in Beverly held a rally yesterday in support of Palestinians. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that about 35 students chanted outside of Beverly City Hall and held signs with messages such as 1-2-3-4 occupation no more and 5-6-7-8 Israel is a racist state. A spokeswoman for the college said the event was not sanctioned by the school. In Swampscott, residents attended a special meeting of the Waste Advisory Committee to share concerns over a proposed bylaw that would strongly regulate the use of plastics used for takeout food containers, straws, and single-use utensils. Anthony Camilleri writes in today's Daily Item that committee chair Wayne Spritz outlined the proposed bylaw, which will be refined and brought to the select board next month. The town of Rockport will be using ARPA money for renovations at Town Hall. The Gloucester Times reports that $750,000 will be used to upgrade the electrical system, asbestos remediation, HVAC system installation, and the replacement of windows to improve energy efficiency. And the city of Lynn has used ARPA funds to restore the fountains at Goldfish Pond. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday. Bill Newell on sports is next with local sports updates.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics opened their season last night in New York with a 108-104 win over the Knicks. The Bruins return to action tonight at home against the Ducks. Puck drop at 7 tonight. The Patriots play in Miami on Sunday, kickoff at 1. The Pats are 2-5, the Dolphins 5-2. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. What does Jones think Sunday's performance means for him and the team?
I really just want to, you know, build off the momentum and continue to do it, you know, do it over and over again. Stick to the process, have expectations for yourself, and don't pay attention to the other expectations. That's going to be big for me, and really starts in practice, right? Try to focus on how can you do it again, and how can you stack good days together and That's going to be a very big focus for me this week.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. In high school football, unbeaten Peabody plays at once-beaten Salem on Friday night. They say games are won and lost on the line, and Peabody has all five key linemen back from last year's team. Tanner's coach, Mark Betancourt.
Well, our offensive line is the same offensive line we had last year. We're very lucky to have that. All five starters returned. If there's one kid that I would say has kind of overcome a little bit of adversity, it would be our center. Mark Clanton broke his leg early in the season, had to sit out, I think, four or five weeks, where he had to, get himself healthy. And now he's back in our lineup. And he kind of brought that continuity back. I think Jackson O'Brien, as a junior, did a phenomenal job of filling in. Obviously, we won every game. But I think if you had to bring an offensive lineman into this, it would probably be the recovery of Mark Clanton from his injury and getting back into the lineup and, playing at a high level. In the defensive line, we had Matty Mastrocola being a presence in the middle of our defensive line. Mm-hmm. Joey Tebow being that change of pace defensive lineman that causes teams headaches. Just when they think they have Mastrocola caged, we put Joey in there, and Joey runs wild. So there's just a couple of different aspects we have. I'm very happy with the play of Corey Dooley, a sophomore that's gone out there and done a great job. And that's not taking anything away from Alex Jackson's our best two-way lineman. He does a great job on offense, a great job on defense. He is the backbone of that defensive line. But between Maddie and Joey and Corey, we've got a nice mix of guys in there that we run a three front, if we run a four front. We can do different speed out of both of those fronts and cause offensive lines to kind of get confused at times, which is the whole point of having the heavy guys versus the quick guys and having different stunts and different blitzes with those packages.
And what about their opponent, Salem, tomorrow?
Very good, very, very good football team. Every film I've watched, I'm impressed. They have a nucleus of kids who have come up from youth football all the way up to the level that they're at now. I'm happy for every one of those kids because I've played against them, and I can't say a bad thing about one of them. Mm-hmm. They're all great kids, from Grimes to Rocco to Ortiz. I mean, they're a group of great, great kids, and I'm happy for the success that they've had. Like I said at the beginning, there's only one day I don't like them, and it's when we play them.
Yeah.
This is the year I'm rooting for Salem. I want to see Salem do well. To this day, I still have a lot of very good friends from Salem that I played against, later in life played with, that I realized I hated them in high school because they were me. We were exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And, Salem's a hard-nosed town, and this should be a really fun night Friday night.
Peabody football coach Mark Betancourt. There is one high school football game tonight. St. Mary's of Lynn will be playing host to Archbishop Williams at 6 at Manning Field in Lynn. Earlier this week, the Masconomic girls soccer team earned their second straight Northeastern Conference title with a win over Marblehead. Yesterday, they shut out Swampscott 6-0 to give coach Allison Lassesse her 100th win at the school.
It's a lot of fun to coach these girls. In the 7 years that Dan Bishelia and I have been coaching, We've had a lot of talent come through, and it's been an honor to coach them and shape that and fit the puzzle pieces together and develop that. So we're lucky to have the program in the history. It's just part of the history. I'm only the third head coach since 1978 when the program started. So it definitely, we recognize that history.
Masco girls soccer is also ranked number one in the MIAA D2 power rankings this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's great to be number one. But you got to keep it. And so the girls are excited about it, but they know that they need to stay humble and that we need to keep working. And we take it one day at a time. So it definitely, not having to travel is a real perk, especially with so many Division II teams being in Central and Western Mass. So that's always really nice. And but they've earned it. They've fought for that. And so we're hoping to make a run this this postseason. Every year it's a goal. Every year we put it on the calendar, and we're obviously hoping to make it happen this year.
Congratulations to Masconomic girls soccer coach Allison Lissess. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.